Florida police: illegal migrant from Haiti admits sexually abusing 10-year-old girl multiple times. By Amy Furr on April 2, 2024. An illegal migrant from Haiti has reportedly admitted to Florida law enforcement he inappropriately touched a 10-year-old girl. The suspect, identified as 37-year-old Nivinson Sarazine, was arrested on Friday in Pembroke Park, according to an article published Monday by the National Desk. The outlet cited an incident report in the matter. Officials charged the man with sexual battery on a minor, battery on a child by throwing, tossing, projecting or expelling certain bodily fluids or materials, and possession of child pornography. The alleged victim in the case is related to the suspect's girlfriend, the National Desk article said. The illegal immigrant on Saturday appeared in bond court in Broward County regarding the accusations, according to the Post-Millennial. The outlet said Sarazine is under a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement hold. The National Desk article detailed the case regarding the child. The report states Sarazine denied the accusations at first, but later admitted to the actions after several hours of questioning. He admitted to police he had pulled the victim's pants down and sexually abused her on multiple occasions, while also noting it is not normal to touch a minor, but he loses control around the girl, according to the report. The confession came after a detective told Sarazine the 10-year-old videotaped him during an incident, something the police report describes as a false statement. When presented with the false claims, Sarazine responded, "I should have just asked for a lawyer," according to the report. The suspect also claimed that during some of the incidents the child had told him to stop, refused him, and reportedly told the man, "Don't put it inside me," in reference to his genitals. The Millennial report said the girl was hospitalized on Wednesday, and police confiscated Sarazine's phone as evidence once they arrested him. Broward County Circuit Judge Elijah Williams in Fort Lauderdale ordered Sarazine not to have any contact whatsoever with the victim and denied him bond after originally setting it at $540,000, the outlet said. He is now being held in Broward County's main jail, the National Desk report noted. Meanwhile, Dan Foote, who previously served as President Joe Biden's special envoy for Haiti in 2021, told Breitbart News in March that Biden's rushed policies to get a handle on the migrant crisis a few years ago has helped collapse the Haitian state. In 2021, more than 15,000 Haitian migrants approached the Del Rio River crossing in Texas, creating a TV-magnified political crisis for Biden, the report said. At the time, American officials were helping Haiti elect a new government to replace Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took on the role days before the assassination of the nation's last president, Jovenel Moise, that year, it noted. In a report on March 25, Breitbart News detailed what has occurred in Haiti. Haiti has been overwhelmed by an outburst of gang violence ever since Prime Minister Ariel Henry left the country on a trip to Kenya in early March to negotiate a deal for Kenya to spearhead an international security intervention. Henry, whom much of the Haitian population views as illegitimate, was unable to return after his Africa trip due to escalating violence. On March 11, Henry said he would resign immediately after the creation of a transitional council to establish a new government. Efforts to establish such a council have been unsuccessful so far, in part because the gangs have threatened to kill many of the prospective members. Breitbart News has covered extensively the issues surrounding Haiti. Please click here to read more of those articles.